I'm a little nervous watching the images on CNN and on Fox News at our studio right now of another war in the Middle East, and I'm worried that Donald Trump is going to want to get involved in a fight. It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time. It's Friday. We've got Card D Sharks coming up at 4 o'clock. Lots of fun ahead on the show. But it's hard not for somebody my age to feel like we're going back to the old Persian Gulf War days. Watching CNN, watching missiles launching through the air. But this time it's Israel and Iran. And Americans obviously have a lot of feelings about Israel. We've seen this be one of the major issues in the Democratic Party here in the United States, right? Are we on Israel's side or are we on Palestine's side? I don't think anyone is really on Iran's side when it comes to the nuclear capabilities of Iran, when it comes to the stability of the Middle East, when it comes to Iran. But the reality is, here in the United States, like, most of us have enough problems in our own life that we're not really worried or thinking about Iran or Israel or the Middle East or anything. But here we are with cable news being taken over with these images of war. And I'm looking at CNN right now where we're seeing like a blasted out apartment building, Iran retaliating. And as Dan and I were sitting around talking about, like, all right, how do we, like, you know, how are we feeling? What are we thinking about this? I sort of wondered where you're at. Because my number one concern is that Donald Trump likes using the military. And if there is a fight and an opportunity to show that we are the greatest country in the world, you sort of feel like, are we going to get involved in this thing? And should we? 651-461-9226 is how you can get a hold of us. You can always send us a voice message if you're listening on the Odyssey app. In the immediate moments of this sort of an attack, you never know who to believe, right? Iran is saying, look out, Israel. You know, we've sent 100 missiles and you face it. The quote is a dark night ahead. Israel is saying, and it is sort of remarkable looking at some of the damages and the number of missiles that have come, that Israel is now saying 17 people were injured in these attacks. I don't know, like, for me, it's hard to get into that nitty-gritty about the details of all of this, but the images are scary, right? We're in a world that's very volatile. We're in a country that's very volatile right now. We have images coming out of California of protests. Tomorrow will be a national day of protests. We have a number of protests that are planned not only for St. Paul, but in different suburbs and in different cities all around Minnesota. And I just feel like the last thing that I want to see happen is the United States get sort of suckered into taking part in a war in the Middle East. Trying to figure out what Donald Trump will do in this is very interesting, right? Because at the same time that this escalation is happening, and what certainly feels like, you know, whenever you're dealing with Israel, you feel like, all right, we've seen how they respond to an attack in Palestine. They responded at first with a ton of force and then with like a megaton of force, where you're like, okay, guys, like, we get it. So with this, you look at Iran and you think, like, all right, here's a country that is not going to be reasonable. And you look at, so you look at the Ayatollah and then you look at Benjamin Netanyahu and you think, I don't know, is Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, for me, at least stylistically, have some things in common. So it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous. Texter says these endless wars have got to stop. I'm not super optimistic about that over the coming years. Are you? I mean, the era of the superpower being able to put down their foot and negotiate peace or negotiate a truce or any of that, I don't know. Like, it just takes one country with a huge amount of weapons to say, like, we don't really care what the United States wants. We don't really care what Russia wants or what China wants. We're going to do what we want. Iran is saying they've shot down two Israeli jets. Israel is saying Iran will pay a heavy price, a very heavy price for firing on population centers. I mean, I think we're in for a weekend of this, right? And in Tel Aviv, Israel right now, it's a little after 11 o'clock at night. And this has been going on, you know, over the last 12 hours or so. But I'm nervous about it. And there are things about President Trump that when you look at the conversation about the military, you say, here's a guy who says he wants to be very strong military. We're going to have a massive parade showing America's military might tomorrow. I mean, the timing of all of this stuff, perhaps is what makes me most nervous about all of it. That you've got California lighting up. You've got a military parade in Washington, D.C. that's going to look like something out of a movie. At the one hand, it's going to be amazing to celebrate the incredible history of the United States Army. On the other, watching Iran and Israel bomb the living crap out of each other. I don't think it's unreasonable for me to be worried about the fact that, like, we're going to just send these troops right from the big D.C. parade and ship them out. It's a little overwhelming. Lots of texts coming in. Jason, when somebody says they want to wipe you off the face of the earth, you need to take them seriously, especially since it's already been tried once before. Yeah. Jason, you and I have kids who are college bound, but my friend's son has been in the Army for 9 months. He was put on 24/7 deployment standby yesterday. This is all hard to deal with. That's, you know, and that's part of what I've been thinking about as we've been watching Iran strike, Israel strike, Iran retaliating. For me, I was thinking about those five young men who stood up at the Maple Grove High School graduation with my son last week, and those five young men who are going off to serve in the military. And another good friend of mine who was a producer at Channel 4, now she's at Channel 11, her son has enlisted. And I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed with any young woman or young man who steps up and says, I want to serve my country. And the last thing I want to see is those young men and women sent out to deal with this. Lots of texts coming in. I'll share some of your texts when we come back, because I think we're all like, look, none of us are, well, maybe there's a Middle East expert. None of us are experts in Iran, right? Like, I'm not going to come on this show and be like, well, let me lay out the 3-point reason why Benjamin Netanyahu is right in doing it. I don't know. All I know is it is a time of volatility in our community, in our country, in our world. And seeing this, I don't know. It's not what I needed. Not to make it all about me. But isn't that sort of how you feel when you watch this going on? 651-461-9226. Your comments, lots coming in on text. Also in the live stream, you can weigh in on X, on Facebook, on YouTube at the WCCO radio account. Drive Time on a Friday, back in a minute. Lots of reaction coming in as we watch these strikes Politically, President Donald Trump has praised Israel. We've seen Democrats and Republicans supporting Israel's right to defend itself and supporting Israel's right for going after the fact that Iran still has nuclear weapons. For me, this is like such a flashback, Dan, to being in elementary school when we were all talking about mutually assured destruction, nuclear strategy. It was Gorbachev, Reagan.
Yeah.
And these issues are still the same over who should be allowed to have nuclear weapons. What's different is Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, has shown that he is not one to back down from a fight.
Well, and one to, you know, pick fights.
And pick fights.
Because, you know, remember, he's got court cases hanging over his head.
That's right.
And as long as he's fighting wars, then they're not going to take him out of power. And as long as he's in power, he can't be prosecuted by the court. So there's sort of this circular logic going on in Israeli politics. Yeah, does Israel have the right to defend itself? Absolutely, it
Absolutely.
Does. And Iran has said flat out, if we get nukes, you know, we're launching them at Israel. I mean, that's their first target.
Right. Right.
So, and yet, do I have a whole lot of trust for the current regime that's running the country of Israel? No. So I don't know what, I'm kind of with you. It's sort of this weird, I don't know what to make of this, and that makes it even a little more frightening.
Yeah, I mean, it's very overwhelming to try to figure out, like, all right, like, why did they do this now? Like, the conspiratorial among you are saying, this is no coincidence, says a texter. It's all cold, calculated, and funded. It does. It's possible that Israel was just, when they were ready, they were ready. And they fired, their initial strikes were at all of these nuclear sites that have been hidden in mountains, you know, some of this other stuff in Iran. So they've hit, I don't know, 200 some targets trying to dismantle Iran's ability to make nuclear weapons. I just worry that we'll get sucked into it. And already the United States has said, yep, we were involved in some of the missile defense efforts, striking down some of the Iranian missiles that were shot at Israel. And we have troops in that area already.
The administration said, tried to make it very, very clear that they were not involved in the attack on Iran, but as Iran launched missiles back towards Israel, the United States apparently helped in the defense of that, which, like you said, we've got people over there, and that makes a certain amount of sense. But it does, in a sense, it opens the door to drawing you into this conflict, because obviously Israel's an ally. And so if this gets too bad, are we duty bound to go over there and help them? I don't know, but that's the fear.
It is the fear. And I think, you know, in fairness to Donald Trump, where we've seen like a willingness to engage the military, right? An almost, an unprecedented willingness to call out American troops to California when nobody in California wanted them. The governor, the mayor, the police chief. And the Trump administration has been very outspoken in saying, like, look, we're not waiting for another George Floyd riot situation. If something happens, we're sending troops in. We're not. That's what we're doing.
They've also been fairly outspoken over time about not getting involved in foreign wars and activities.
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah.
That they, even as recent as this past week, we learned that American troops that were stationed in the Middle East were sort of being repositioned and moved out. Now, does this change with something so high profile? I don't know. I do think if you look at what Donald Trump's main ethos is, it is, I don't want to get involved in the rest of the world. So perhaps that should make me feel a little better that we're not going to get sucked into this thing.
And he also immediately, his initial statement after the initial Israeli attack was to try and leverage it to get Iran to agree to a nuclear deal. See, this is, you gotta be art of the deal here. We gotta make a deal.
Right.
Because if you don't, you know, this is gonna keep happening. And I don't see Iran coming to the table anytime soon after this, but.
How do you think this affects what's going to happen tomorrow? How does this play into the fact that around the country there's going to be protests. I was going to ask you guys what you think about it being called No King's Day, because generally speaking, I think American voters have rejected this idea that, you know, when you call Donald Trump a fascist or when you call Donald Trump a king, that generally speaking, Americans have said like, eh, you guys are being a little over the top. And so No King's Day, I just wonder, you know, obviously the Trump haters love it. The Trump lovers hate it. I wonder what sort of the kind of people who maybe would have voted for a Democrat who voted for Trump this time around, some of those swing voters that turned things around. I wonder how this plays for regular people or the non super involved. Right. And we'll talk coming up at 5 o'clock. We're going to talk a little bit about what the non-super involved people think about the protests that we've seen and the military response. And it's sort of different from people like you and, frankly, people who are listening to the show who are probably a little more engaged than most. I don't know what people think about it. Calling Trump a king, part of me looks at the way the presidency has been reshaped. Well, and says the issue is that Congress doesn't do crap.
Right.
So is that, I mean, Joe Biden had a ton of executive orders and overstepped his bounds and was overruled by court. Now, Donald Trump, of course, took it to a next Trumpy level. But is that, well, and then also, I have a theory that Americans love the idea of being ruled by a king.
Hmm.
That there's something that, and I don't need mean to exactly make this into like a parallel of like having daddy issues, but there's sort of like a pre-colonial England related daddy issues that we have as a nation.
Well, you just talked about all the chaos and the unrest in the world and in the country, right? And what's a very natural human reaction to that kind of uncertainty and chaos and confusion? Look to somebody who projects strength to come fix it all.
Yeah.
That kind of strongman argument. And
I don't love it, but I'm just saying I observe
it,
right? And I understand it, that times are chaotic. And so then you look at some of the actions of this administration where they seem to create chaos so they can be the ones to solve it. Classic. I worked with a guy like that. His name was Arthur. We've all worked with somebody like that, right? They're always there to solve the problem, but oh, wait, don't they also seem to be the one that created the problem? How about that? Let's break. It's 3:31. It is Friday. We're going to have some fun. Dan is prepared to geek out. This is your chance to vote on something very nerdy that Dan Cook has gotten excited about. Dan is going to geek out, and you will vote. Do I give it the green light or the gong? I'll get you ready. The number to call in is 651-461-9226, or you can comment in any of the comment sections where our video is streaming live here on Drive Time.